Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we're going to talk to a guy that trains people to be gunsmiths today. Because we need those guys. We need people trained to do this because guns are getting complicated. But I digress. Let's talk to a young fellow named Zeke Stout. How are you today, sir?
I'm feeling a lot better now that you call me a young fellow.
Well, you're younger than me, Zeke. I mean, how old are you?
Okay. 45.
Yep, just a kid. Just a kid.
So are we going to talk because, you know, that needs to be done, or are we going to talk about it because we pay you? Sorry, did that come out loud?
Say that one more time.
Because we pay first off.
Well, no, there's other things involved with you. You are, of all of my sponsors that I do have, you're very unique. You have media chops, big media chops. And
well, comes with being 6'7". So.
And I mean, as soon as I'm just waiting to get you some equipment, and then you're going to be doing this when you don't have anything better to do.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
So, I'm ready.
In any event.
You need to make sure you prep your audience to be really nice to me and not be like, oh, come on, where's Bill?
It'll be okay. It'll be great. It'll be stupendous. Stupendous.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
So what's been going on with MGS?
Well, our enrollments are up. We're doing really well growing the school. Just getting the message out there that, one, you don't have to have a degree to be going to gunsmith. You do have to have a base knowledge and some hands-on stuff, and we send out a lot of hands-on projects. And I know we've talked about that on the show before, too. But it's kind of, we're in an environment now where people are starting to realize that getting a degree, a four-year degree, and I'm raising my hand when I say people that, is not necessary for certain trades and jobs. You know, I've got a degree in biology and sports medicine. I work in the gun industry. So it's one of those things where I'm telling my kids now, you know, both of them play sports, and if they get a full scholarship somewhere and they want to play sports, then more power to them. But if they don't play sports, if they're going to go to a college, make sure it's a college that hires somewhere that they can get a job with that degree. You know, not, you know, don't be a history major and not get a teaching certificate with that, and then you just get a history degree that, you know, what they say with my biology degree on the first day on the job is, would you like fries with that? So get a degree or a certificate that will get you a job, and if you can't find something in a university or college that you want to do that with, go to a trade school. You know, like we're a trade school. We have the gunsmithing. We're working on some other programs that are trades. That's one of the reasons we rebranded to MGS Trade School instead of Modern Gun School, is because we want to put more trades in there. Welders are what, making close to 80 grand coming out of welder school nowadays, especially some of the more dangerous things, but.
Now, you raise an interesting question, though. I never have thought about this because I didn't go to college. I never intended to go to college. I knew a lot of people that didn't go to college when I was in high school that were very successful. I mean, highly successful. So I never thought and you know, back then in the 70s when I was of that age, nobody was talking about school debt or student loans or anything. It was just it hadn't billowed up to what it has become. But
right.
Your interesting point is that a lot of people go out there and get these degrees and have no idea what they're going to do with it when they get out, do they?
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, with me, I thought sports medicine would be a cool job. You know, I get to work at football games and basketball games, et cetera, et cetera. And my last year in the program, I was having to work volleyball, right? But during spring training, out there, I had to go to football practice at 5 a.m. Well, I had to do football practice, and I had to go to classes. And after classes were done, I had volleyball to work. Well, if volleyball had a tournament, there were some days I wouldn't get home till 2 or 3 in the morning.
Right.
So I looked at the starting salary for those kind of hours. And the starting athletic trainer makes $30,000 sometimes a year. And it's kind of like, why am I doing this? So I ended up, you know, doing the biology thing and thought I was going to have a career in the medical field and decided not to and ended up going into the firearms world.
Now, for a gunsmith, and today gunsmiths have got to be, they got to be able to work on something old and something new, don't they?
Absolutely. But you've got a big problem nowadays with
quality.
So you've got an issue nowadays with people that'll build an AR for their buddy, right? And they did a killer job on it. But then their other buddy wants them to build one. So they build two. And then their uncle does. And they build three. But they're using the same parts kits. They're using, and there's the key word, is parts kits. They're doing things that anybody can really do. Legos for adults. And then, but the problem is, they start to say they're gunsmiths. Well, then, Grandpa brings in the old Browning. They don't know what to do.
I realized this the other day because all of a sudden I have taken a liking to lever guns.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw where Chris Costa had got a lever gun, and he had steampunked it all up, tacked it all up. Except when I got the lever gun, and they start showing how to put this rail on it. And I'm looking at it, and I don't have any of the tools that I need to knock this out of alignment gently to where I don't bend it or break it, or that out of alignment to where I don't bend it or break it. And I ended up taking that to a gunsmith that actually had the tools to do it, that knew what to do.
And another thing a lot of people don't realize with the tools is a lot of these gunsmiths make their own tools for certain jobs. You know, there's a lot of hand tools for older guns that aren't out there anymore, so they have to kind of figure out a way to make their own. And one of our hands-on courses is you actually get to learn to make your own hand tool. And that's a pretty cool project that we have. I really like that one.
That probably comes from your time when you were on TV and you guys were using forges and everything to, you know, fabricate all kinds of crazy stuff. All kinds of crazy stuff.
I wish I could agree with that statement, but they had that in place before I came on board. Dang it.
Nobody knows that if you don't tell them that, Zeke.
Yeah,
nobody knows
honest,
that.
Right?
Well, it wasn't a question. I was just making a statement. It was not a question. I've got a busy throat today. Actually, this would have been a really good day for you to be doing me.
Being me. Gotcha.
But we're going to do what we got to do. Huh?
Yeah. Pretty slim today, huh?
Pretty busy throat. You can find the stuff that Zeke is pushing out there at mgs.edu. They're on the website. They got a phone number to call. If you can't answer the questions yourselves on the website, which you should be able to. And it looks like they have a military discount built in there, too. Modern Gun School. Talk a little bit more about that when we get back talking to Zeke Stout. This is Lock and Load.
years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load, and we are speaking with Zeke Stout. And for those of you looking to maybe make a change, make a transformation, reinvent yourself, Modern Gun School, Modern Gun School Trade School. If you're interested in being a gunsmith, this would be the way to go. I mean, When I was talking to you about money, Zeke, I had no idea it was this inexpensive.
That is a big deal with me. pushing this out is, you know, trade schools, yes, there is some liability insurance. There are employees you have to have. And, yes, you need to generate revenue off of it. But it doesn't need to be $20,000, $30,000, $40,000. And right now we're able to keep everything under $3,000. There are certain things that we're working on, different programs, that will probably be a little more expensive, but this program will still be available as well.
Well, I mean, let's put this in perspective, okay? If you go out tomorrow and switch phone companies and you want to update your phone and you get three Apple iPhones, that's going to cost you more than the entire course will at Modern Gun School.
That's actually a really good point. Yep.
That's
a very true statement.
I mean, I've got a couple of handguns over here in a drawer that cost more than the entire curriculum at Modern Gun School.
Yeah.
And everybody needs to write down this promo code if you're going to go to the website, which is mgs.edu. The promo code is AIM, all uppercase.
Nope.
They also have payment plans if you don't want to pay the big stroke. Their payment plan is less than one single line of mobile phone, really good mobile phone service. I might sign up for this myself and just give this up.
Wait, well, who's going to do the radio show then?
Well, you know, you could do it as long as you keep on keeping on and show up and do it. You know, that's all it really boils down to.
I won't have the amazing voice that you do, but you know, I'll still be.
Your voice is pretty good, Zeke. Plus, you look good. Your Zeke is very good looking. Very good looking.
Hey, Bill. It's radio.
But it doesn't matter. You've been on TV too. Now you do. This is available internationally.
Yeah.
How does that work?
There's certain things that not every country will allow the students to be able to work on. So like there's certain parts and stuff, but we still are able to get them the basic, you know, whether it's metal measuring, soldering, barrel refinishing. We don't send out a working barrel. It's like a little 2-inch piece that has some burrs and maybe a little rust, and they've got to refinish it. There's a few different things that they're able to do. And then there are hoops they would have to jump through in their country, wherever they reside at. But for the most part, it's the same thing that they would get if they lived stateside. And we have a lot of active duty guys that will enroll while they're stationed, you know, in Germany or Switzerland or wherever.
That's right. And
Switzerland.
For those.
We're going to have a presence in Switzerland, don't we?
Well, it wouldn't surprise me. But, I mean, you guys are VA approved, so that means the VA in educational benefits work with you guys, and for these for some of these guys that are either active duty or formerly active duty, they can take advantage of that. And you have the, and it's not just the part where the, let's see, you work with all of the, there's been different education bills through the course of time within the military. So you work with the various ones, the various iterations of those that have come along.
Yeah, and the best thing to do is to go to your education rep on base if you're active duty and see what they have available to you and then contact us, and then we can work through that whole process with them. We don't have certain things like housing allowance and stuff because we're not a degree-granting school.
Right.
But the good thing is once you're done with our program, you still got a lot of money left over in your GI Bill or your VA benefits and stuff like that. And we're back to the affordability thing. And the biggest kicker with me, you know, I'm still laced and strapped with freaking student loans, you know, that I'm paying on. And I graduated years ago, almost 20 years ago. And I want people to be able to go through this, get a job, and not be, you know, had that burden on top of them with all these student loan problems.
Well, how long does it take for the, if somebody were to buckle down and do the course at a standard pace, whatever that would be, like if you were going to class and taking the course, how long would it take them to complete it?
I've seen people do it in 8 to 12 months, you know, under a year.
Yeah.
Because it is self-paced, there's not, I mean, we do have a time limit, but it's self-paced. So if you're not done in a year, if you're not done in a year and a half, we don't go, oh, you got to pay us more. It's just like, let's get, you know, we'll encourage you to keep going with it. But it's not going to be just blasting you, hey, you've got to do this now, you've got to do this now. Because we understand if you're, a lot of people that enroll in our school are adults changing careers. And they're wanting to get out of whatever they're doing, or they lost their job because of COVID, or any other reason out there that there might be layoffs. And they're wanting to go into the gun industry, and they're taking our course. And we understand that. There's kids, there's other jobs, there's lots of things in life that can take away some of that time that you could be working on your schoolwork. So we're flexible in that aspect of things.
The only thing that you have to buy if you are taking the class, you could outfit this whole class just by going to Harbor Freight one time, couldn't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And we send a lot of the tools for you.
Yeah.
If they go to NGS.edu, you can see the stuff that you get. And you can give us a call, and we can tell you everything that you'll be getting in the program. We're back to that pesky rule because we're an accredited school, where I can't talk about stuff that's coming down the pipeline, but we'll leave it at that, that it's going to be really cool.
Well, I mean, you've got...
We're talking about, but
it's going to be cool. Like the trigger pull gauge, you can't find that in most... Lowe's, can you, or most Home Depot?
Yeah.
So you make that available. I mean, you make, you know, the you make the high speed tools like the micrometer and the digital caliper and the yep. Borlite and all those other things that you make that available. That's part of what you get for it.
Sure.
And gunsmiths. You know what? We'll get to this in the next segment. Because I got lost on this, because I'm looking at this. I'm very excited about this. I'm thinking about signing up today. Talking to Zeke Stout from Modern Gun School, mgs.edu. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
After a lackluster jobs report that did not come close to meeting economists' expectations, President Biden says the U.S. economy is in much better shape than it was a year ago.
Our economy is markedly stronger than it was a year ago. And today, the incredible news that our unemployment rate has fallen to 4.2%. At this point in the year, we're looking at the sharpest one-year decline in unemployment ever.
November had the lowest number of jobs created in 2021 at 210,000. Congress voted to prevent a partial government shutdown ahead of tonight's deadline. The bill will fund the federal agencies through the middle of February. President Biden is expected to sign it later on Friday. Lawmakers will now focus on keeping the nation from going into default. You're listening to USA Radio News. Oakland County, Michigan prosecutor Karen McDonald announces the parents of 15-year-old Oxford High School student Ethan Crumley are being charged with multiple counts of involuntary manslaughter after he shot and killed four students and injured seven others at his school Wednesday. She explains the investigation revealed a teacher raised concerns about Ethan the day of the shooting.
Ethan Crumley's teacher came upon a note on Ethan's desk, which alarmed her to the point that she took a picture of it on her cell phone. The note contained the following. A drawing of a semi-automatic handgun pointing at the words, quote, "The thoughts won't stop, help me," end quote.
The head of the CDC says the federal agency is working aggressively to identify and respond to cases of the COVID Omicron variant in the United States. Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying the CDC is equipped and prepared to fight the threat head on. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The Guns.com radio studio with my busy throat today. This is Lock and Load. We're speaking with Zeke Stout. He is the director at Modern Gun School. And Zeke, tell me about Harry Walters the Third.
Are you talking about Skip?
Yeah.
Skip's great. He is a gunsmith up at Sarco. Have you ever heard of Sarco there outside of Allentown, Pennsylvania?
I have. I don't know a whole lot about it, but I have heard of it. Yes, sir.
Probably one of the biggest MilCert equipment, but then they've got a fully functioning gun shop. They've got everything. It is the coolest place. If you're ever up in the area, go by Sarco. It's pretty amazing. But Skip is our main head gunsmith at the school, and he'll write Skip's tips for us, which if you go online to mgs.edu and sign up for a newsletter, you'll get some of those. The majority of them go out to our students, but he is just a plethora of information. Every time I say plethora, I can't not think of Three Amigos, but, you know. But he is a plethora of information on the gunsmith world. He's great at what he does. When I first came on board, anytime I hear about gunsmithing online, I'm skeptical, even though the last, 8 years of my life have been a proponent of online education for gunsmithing. But I'm skeptical when I hear about it. So I wanted to go through all the stuff, and I went through a lot of the stuff that Skip put together for the school, and it is top-notch pieces of information. He's a great guy.
Now, for those of you that look at this and thinking maybe you might just be doing video stuff and everything, you're actually going to have some boxes delivered to your house with parts.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you're going to be doing some, what do they call this, the hands-on projects. Tell me about the hands-on projects.
Well, when you start to look at anything, and we're using gunsmith as an example now, but any trade or task or something you have to learn where you're going to use your hands to do that job, you've got to have some of the hands-on experience. So to just push out, hey, here's all the knowledge about gunsmithing, figure it out, is it's not responsible on our part. One, it could get dangerous. Two, you could have people who are claiming to be one thing. They never really learned how to use a caliper or a micrometer or how to make a hand tool or how to refinish a barrel, anything like that, where they didn't get the hands-on, and they're saying they're a gunsmith because in the United States there is no regulation to become a certified gunsmith. There's not. There is not a universal certificate to become a gunsmith. You just have to get your FFL and say, hey, I can do this. Well, if you're just getting the knowledge and not learning how to use these things tactically with your hands, not tactically, but tactilely, you end up with some bad situations where people think they're getting their grandfather's heirloom repaired correctly, and people can mess up the bluing or mess up the stock, or there's lots of things that can be done wrong. So we have that those hands-on projects that we send out to kind of mitigate that risk a little bit. Does it fix it? No, because somebody could go to Harvard Medical School and become a graduate of Harvard Medical School, go to residency and be a doctor because they learned it all, but they're still a crappy doctor. So it doesn't mitigate all the risks from that, but it does help a little bit, get that hands-on experience for them.
I would imagine it also makes it a little more real for them as well. Now, for somebody that when they graduate, when they finish the course, and they're a certified gunsmith. Now, I would imagine that would they be looking to go out and try to find a paid position? Do they want to refine their skill and maybe be a specialist and do something like, I don't know, fabricate muzzle devices? I mean, is that something you can help them do?
It's all across the board, really. The majority of students will go into our coursework wanting to start their own business and become a gunsmith. And we have a program called FFL 123. We partnered with them, and they help walk you through that whole getting your FFL process. And most people will get it, but a lot of people will want to come out making money immediately. Well, you know, and I know, and most people who are business owners that are listening to this know, you're not making money immediately when you start your own business.
Right.
So they'll go and they'll become a gunsmith at a gun shop that doesn't have one, or maybe even there's a small manufacturer around them, or even a bigger manufacturer will go to work for them with the knowledge base that they got from us. And we get letters and feedback all the time, just people being grateful for the knowledge base that we gave them, because now they're, you know, head gunsmith at XYZ Arms, major manufacturer, you know. I apologize if there's an XYZ Arms out there. I just threw that name out there. But they, you know, and a lot of things that people really want to do, because we get some brilliant people coming through here, like you said, they do want to design things, whether it's muzzle devices, barrels, stocks, and the knowledge base that we give them and then go into work in the industry for a little while, they end up creating something and designing something, and next thing you know, they've got a booming company on their hands. So it runs the gamut of all the different aspects of things you can do on the firearms industry. We've even had people that, because let's face it, in the firearms industry, not everybody that works on the corporate side of these manufacturers are gun people. So some of them were marketing for, you know, Colgate toothpaste or Fertilume underwear, or, you know, they were an accountant over here at this other, you know, pharmaceutical company. And they get into the firearms world because they enjoy firearms and they're fine with them, but they're not really a gun person. So we've had people take our course because it's affordable, and they're not going to be a gunsmith at all, but it gives them enough of a gun-based knowledge
right.
that they can take that and apply that to their jobs. Even though it's not applied to marketing or accounting at XYZ Firearms, they still have a better, well-rounded version of themselves going into that job. And we also do some stuff with GunLearn.com, too. GunLearn.com, But GunLearn IFSA is where I got my certified firearm specialist certification through, and they can even go even deeper with that. But that's a whole other program.
That's pretty smart. I would never have thought of that as a way to get a little gun savvy real quick. That's a pretty good idea. I like that. There's a lot of money, to be made that is not apparent within gunsmithing. Because, like, if you get something out there and you figure out a way to make an extractor that, and you can make enough of them and it will never break, and then you want to license that, well, you're at that point, you either need to take a course in accounting or something like that, because if enough people sign on to license it, right? Imagine Smith & Wesson signing on to license something like that. How many guns does Smith & Wesson make a year?
Oh, my gosh. You're talking in the millions. And if they get some big government contract, way more.
And this is all gunsmiths doing this. All of your Gucci brands and everything, like Agency Arms and Zeb and everything. These guys are all gunsmiths that have a vision. They have a take on things. But all of that has to start somewhere. And you don't have to go deep in debt. You don't have to go anywhere. You just have to go to a website, which, by the way, is mgsed.edu. And there you will be. You'll be right there under the close supervision of Zeke Stout, who has taught many people. There's been a lot of people that have come under the bridge of Zeke Stout that have gone on to become gunsmiths of a kind. Hang on for me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal. And talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. And I am talking to Zeke Stout, man of quite the media chops. He was a. How many radio shows have you been on? I've not been on, but you've been the host of. How many radio shows have you done?
I hosted one FM radio show in Nashville, and then I've had two different podcasts.
And you're looking at another radio show.
Looking at another radio show.
Is that coming along
now, right?
Huh?
You're talking about doing the other one. There's some stuff I'm developing for this guy that has this show. What is it called? Lock and Load Radio. I don't know if you heard him or Bill Frady.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah.
I'm looking at developing some stuff with him and for him, so, you know, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, but that's going to be a TV show.
Well, true.
I'm going to be
helping with the Gad Daily podcast soon, too.
Really?
Yeah, thanks to you.
Okay. Well, I didn't know that that had come from that, but that's a good thing. Which do you find harder to do, though, the audio or the TV?
TV, because there's more aspects of it. Audio, it's your voice. But it's a different. It kind of depends on which version and which way you're doing the audio too, right? So if you're like you, I am in awe of you at times that you can talk by yourself. You know, if I have somebody bounce off, I can go for hours. If it's just me, I've got about an hour and a half, 2 hours, and I'm like, uh-oh, what do I talk about now? which is a preparation thing. I get that. but radio is a lot easier because you're not worried about your wardrobe. And then, like on the TV show, I had a makeup lady that would run out every chance she had to wipe the sweat off and get the makeup right, and it's just, oh, my God, can we just film? Which seems great. I mean, that situation is great. I loved it. But I think if I had the choice, money was the same. Somebody said, you can get X dollars for doing a radio show, or you can get X dollars to do a TV show, and everything was equal, I'd go radio.
Well, see, that's just because you're smart. You never see a radio host getting too, well, they get too old. After a while, when they're out there going, well, now, welcome to Lock and Load. And where am I? When you get to that point, it's time to hang it up. But
have you had any of those moments yet?
Not on the air. Okay. Thankfully not. But the thing about the radio medium is that you never find, like, there's no way. If they told me, Bill, you can be the best actor in the United States for a year, highest paid, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Because their shelf life, I mean, one day they're here. I mean, I thought Jan Michael Vincent was a pretty decent actor in his day, you know. And then Airwolf comes and goes. But, I mean, before that, you know, he's doing Burt Reynolds movies, and he's doing movies with Charles Bronson, and he was doing all kinds of movies. He was all over the place. And then Airwolf comes, it goes, he's gone. And then one day you're walking around going, what was that guy's name? Jan Vincent Michael something, what it was. And then you look him up, and you're surprised to find out he's still alive, but he's aged, and he's in his 70s. And I mean, actors and actresses have that happen all the time. Deborah Winger, she just vanished one day. I don't know what happened to her. And that never happens in radio. That never happens in radio.
No. And what's amazing, when somebody has a good radio voice, right? Like, when I worked at the FM station, Vanessa and I had that show, it was wild because I had this picture of some of these guys, you know, and what their voice sounded like, what they looked like. And you get there, and a lot of them were older guys. And you're kind of like, oh, wow, I never would have guessed that, you know. But you do have a little bit more longevity in radio because you don't have that. And this is sad to say. If somebody's a good actor, they should just be a good actor and they can play roles that are for older. I mean, Clint Eastwood's a great example, but Clint Eastwood produces and directs and writes a lot of his own movies.
That's right. That's right.
So would he be getting the same opportunities now if he wasn't doing that? You know? So it's sad that people think, oh, well, they're older. They don't appeal to people anymore. I mean, really? Look at Betty White. Every movie that comes out with her, even the younger crowd, loves Betty White. So, you know, it's the mentality of being on video and realizing, oh, my God, I've got a very small window to do something entertainment-wise on film. But then also experiencing radio and go, I could do this forever as long as I keep my mind, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
I lost half of my mind a while back. So.
The only thing the only thing that I find, that, like here locally, we've got this guy named Bob McAllister. Bobby Mack. We'll just call him Bobby Mack. And Bobby Mack has been a evening radio staple forever and ever and ever. And he just couldn't allow himself to quit and enjoy his, you know, he's in his 70s now. He couldn't allow himself to quit. And finally he did. And now the audience is having a hard time adjusting to him not being there anymore. And I'm sure he's having a hard time. Because radio is one thing. You got to be on every day.
Mm-hmm. And even if you're not, you know, Vanessa and I, we were Saturday mornings at 5 a.m. We still get Facebook messages on the Projectile Dysfunction Facebook page saying, man, we miss y'all on Saturday morning. We haven't recorded or we haven't been on air in 3.5 years.
But yeah, but I'm sure
in that routine.
I'm sure that if you're, if that particular podcast, if that was physical media, people would have worn that out a dozen times already, replaying that. Because that's the thing about the internet, the stuff that's out there is out there in perpetuity. You're now immortal.
Yep.
So.
Well, and from the business perspective, that's why I put all our advertising dollars on podcasts and YouTube. And, you know, there's some exceptions like Lock and Load Radio that will do it on regular radio. But even you put it on podcast format. So once it's out there, let's say you decide next week, you know what, forget this, I'm done with radio, shutting it down. Well, guess what? Our advertisement for Lock and Load Radio is out there forever.
Forever. You
know? Yeah. So it's a greater value, but a lot of companies, I mean, companies are starting to realize it a little bit more. But, you know, that's what I've done for the last 8 years in the marketing realm is I've approached YouTube, podcast, stuff that's online, that once it's online, it's there. It's not going away. So.
Well, I think podcasting is going to be where everything ends up as soon as they figure out a way to make it appear ubiquitously on in a car, to where you can actually do it from a car. You don't have to be hooked up to a phone or something. And as soon as they figure out a way to where you can just tune into it and not drive your car off the side of the road while you're doing it. That's the way it's going to go.
Yep.
That is absolutely the way it's going to go. Now, in the meantime, as you continue to expand your media chops, you're going to keep on with MGS.edu, yeah?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm a part owner in the school, so it's my baby. It's my retirement there.
Before we run out of time, I mean, I put it this way. For anybody wanting to get into gunsmithing, for less than the price of... three new iPhones when you switch phone companies, and I know everybody's doing it left and right. Just to give you an idea of the price context, you can take a 27 modules, 27 lesson course that you can complete in 12 months that will make you a certified gunsmith for less money. And if you can't do that, they've got a payment plan to where, you know, you can say, I won't go to Starbucks as often per week. And you'll cover your payment.
It's a good point. I mean, a lot of people go every day, and you would more than cover your payment. You can go to Starbucks once a week.
Yeah, if you like to do it with a little swagger and you're buying everybody's drinks, you can pay for them and you. So I mean, this is you get a trade and you don't get the debt. And we'll be hearing from Mr. Stout again soon. Thank you very much for taking the time today, sir.
Absolutely. Anytime.
I will be in touch. MGS Modern Gun School, new sponsor of Lock and Load. So you'll be hearing that ad. You're not just going to be hearing it when it's me and Zeke talking. You're going to be hearing it on a regular basis. We'll be right back. Hour number two is inbound. I'm going to speak with Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. This is Lock and Load.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.